Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tempted to break dance, aren't you?
There's, oh, dude, you know I was talking. There's nothing better than listening these two dudes bebop with. Nothing better.
What's up, y'all? 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Happy Hour Friday, Funk Friday as well, live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Shout out to Brad for coming through. We hadn't seen Brad in a little while.
Man, Brandon,
he made up for it.
He always bringing gifts. Brad knocked off a memorabilia store, man.
Yeah,
but
man.
Brad, good people, man. He always brings stuff for the boys and your kids too.
Yeah,
which
man.
Is freaking awesome.
That's a Christmas gift for Jack now. So okay. We're good. Thomas the Train Engine. I got a 12-pack of Titleist Pro V's. He heard me say I like those earlier. And a bottle of Mitchers. So we're good. We're taken care of.
Drunk,
man.
And spoiled.
Yeah, we're good to go. I'll use some of these on Monday at the Brown Grass Classic when we're up there playing golf. Riding to Balsy joins us on Fridays at this time from UGASports.com, talking Georgia football, obviously coming off of a very impressive performance against Texas. How are you, Roddy?
Rod, what up?
Doing fine. Just have to go back to a little DJ Cool. Let me clear my throat. I want to be very clear and enunciate this properly. Put Gunnar Stockton in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Put the man in New York. Fly him up. Get him a jet, whatever it takes. The kid deserves it. We went from having Paul Feinbaum saying, I don't even know if he's the best quarterback on Georgia's team or whatever Paul said back in the spring, to Gunnar Stockton being responsible for 5 touchdowns against Texas with only 5 incompletions, 83% completion rate against the number 10 team of the nation. That he's putting up, we said it before, Gunnar Stockton won't put up gaudy numbers, which is why he won't get any Heisman love. But now he's putting up gaudy numbers, so invite the man to New York. That's it. I'm done. I'll see you guys later.
All right, thanks, Rod. Talk to you next week. What part of that surprises you? Because obviously, like, the talk around the country, they don't know. They're saying stuff to try to get clicks, and if you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong. But you know, you've seen this guy for a long time, and you see how his teammates feel about him. What part of what he's done this season has been surprising to you?
Well, Gavin, you remember after, like, the first 2 weeks, the pundits were actually wondering if he could throw the ball downfield. I mean, that was after Marshall and Austin Peay. They're like, they only throw screens, and he doesn't see wide-open receivers. And I'm like, wait, but he has in the past. How has he regressed? What's wrong with him that he's not doing what he's done in the past? But then you saw him again, you know, Auburn, he comes along, Florida, he gets better. Just week to week, he has gotten more comfortable in that offense. And to be fair, the first 6 weeks of the season, he had 6 different offensive lines. We saw some bad experiments at tackle that would give anybody happy feet or just, you know, a nervous feeling in your gut knowing that some defensive end is about to come take your head off. So I could see why he would tuck and run instead of standing in the pocket looking downfield waiting for somebody to get open. But just the development and the comfortableness with which he is now running that offense, using all his tools, and give credit to the offensive line and the tight ends. The first couple weeks of the season, the tight ends were not good. I was on here and I said, you have average tight ends at best. You have average SEC tight ends. But then all of a sudden, they started blocking and catching. Remember, there were a lot of drops early on. They started catching the ball, making huge blocks. All of a sudden, he's got Ernest Green and Monroe Freeling back, Juan Gaston. He's got time. He's got big open spots, and the run game comes on. So he's just back there doing dealer's choice. He's like, do I want to hand the ball off to Nate Frazier for 8 yards, or do I want to throw it to Lawson Lucky for 15? Oh, I'm going to throw this little screen to Zachariah Branch and pick up 17 yards that way, or am I just going to keep it and run it for 11? It's just a dealing from a spot of power. He's dropping the ball wherever he wants it to go, and that mastery of the offense that he's had with the with all the tools around him, he looks completely different than he did against Marshall or Austin Peay, or even he had that huge kind of moment at Tennessee. But remember, they were trailing in that game. They needed Tennessee to miss a field goal. He had that great throw to Humphreys for the TD. But now he looks like a completely different guy, and each week he looks better. And I just hope they don't leave him in there too long against Charlotte this week.
But what was the biggest surprise to you last weekend, Rod?
The biggest surprise was Georgia's marching on that Tennessee defense. I gave them a lot. And that Tennessee defense is good. But Georgia was able to absolutely destroy them, get them out of position. Georgia winning from formations. It's not like they had, you know, Herculean efforts by certain guys. They just caught Texas completely unawares sometimes by formation and said, okay, well, like that fourth down call where you go heavy right, you move Monroe Freeling, you got three tackles to the right side. You fake the handoff to Josh McCray, which makes the Will linebacker bite that way. And then all of a sudden you roll out and you toss it to Chauncey Bowens. Everybody knew it was a run because you had Josh McCray and Chauncey Bowens in there, guys you don't throw to. And so no one follows Chauncey Bowens into the flat, and they toss him a little pass, and it's a great fourth down call. So just out-coaching Texas top to bottom, formations, the defense holding the 10. In other words, I can't answer your question because everything about that game surprised me. I was blown away by everything. I'm like, wait a minute, you're going to hold this team to 10? Your secondary's terrible. But, hey, they only scored on a short field. So I was very impressed with the fact that they got to Arch Manning three times and sacked him. They knocked down passes. The secondary held up. So offensively or defensively, that was just a that was a belt-to-butt moment from top to bottom.
Roddy Nabalsi joins us Fridays at this time from UGASports.com talking Georgia football. I always, when you play the song coming into the segment that you pick, I always try to think of what exactly you're meaning. I was thinking maybe you were talking about Kirby's comments after the game because he cleared his throat on that one as well. What did you make about what he had to say about NIL and physicality and all that stuff?
Two viral moments. I'm actually writing my 3-2-1 column, which is where we do three observations, two questions, and one prediction. One of my observations is the way folks have changed on Kirby Smart. Remember after the Auburn game, everybody's making fun of him for his timeout call, and his he's trying to point out that the guys are clapping, and he's making the timeout signal, and everybody's giving him hell, and everybody's saying that Kirby Smart, the game has passed Kirby Smart by. He's a guy who's, you know, getting lucky calls from the refs and doing this fake timeout call. He can't stack talent like he used to. So therefore, the Nick Saban era of having the most talent is no longer possible in the NIL era. And therefore, the game's passed Kirby by. This week, everyone's calling him the best coach in America. Not one of the best coaches, not among the best coaches in America, but the best coach in America. And a lot of it had to do with his you know, the calls that he made in that Texas game. But yes, the post-game comments where he said, look, we're looking for guys who are physical. And if guys don't want to be physical, they can pound sand. You know, we'll let them hit the road. And that went ultra viral. Then I asked him a question about that Monday. I said, Kirby, how do you balance making these guys be super physical with guys who don't want to practice that way? And he's lost a lot of players to it. And we know behind the scenes, I can name five or six kids who left because they said, this practice is too hard. I don't have to work this hard. I don't want to get hit this much. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to Arkansas. I'm going to go to Syracuse. I'm going to go to wherever. And I said, Kirby, how do you balance that? And he came out and said, look, we like to schedule those guys because we know wherever they go, they're soft, and we want to take them on. And now all of a sudden you got people making T-shirts out of Kirby Smart's comments because he's just he's got everyone's respect back because he shows, yes, he can develop, he can coach. And even in the NIL era, where everybody is a potential mercenary, he has guys buying in, putting their bodies on the line. If you look at some of the blitz pickups these guys have, where they're diving in front of rushing linebackers and defensive ends to keep Gunnar Stockton on his feet, you know, he's like, look, Nate Frazier, you're not that big, but you're diving in front of guys. So it's just he's got a lot of respect after the game, mainly for those comments. And it's not just coach speak, guys. He backed it up because when you saw how physical Georgia's players were versus Texas's, you could see the difference on the field. So he wasn't just saying, every coach says we want to be physical. Kirby Smart backs it up with his players.
What's going on with the injury? I know CJ went down in the game. Is there any update as far as where he is going forward?
Well, the first thing we heard was that he tore a meniscus and would be out 4 weeks. We're like, oh, but that's not good. But then we looked into it further, and apparently that's not true. He's not going to play this weekend. He wants to be back, but he wants to play this week, but he's not. He should be back for the Tech game, but that's kind of up in the air. They need to see how his knee progresses from there. But it's not nearly as bad as we initially had heard, so that's good news. I don't think we'll see Chauncey Bowens either. He had kind of a little contusion there, and you don't need him. Charlotte is just a god awful team. This is a
running clock in the second half game.
Yeah, exactly. If they could actually quit at halftime, I think they would. And that's not to be mean to Charlotte. They're just outclassed, and Georgia's hitting on all cylinders right now. So I think if anybody has even an ingrown toenail, you don't play them this week because you need to be successful or you need to be ready for next week. And hey, let's shout out the fact that Texas was completely healthy. They had a bye week. They had nobody on the unavailability report, and Georgia still pushed their heads in the sand.
Got to ask you about this. I think it's obligatory at this point. What do you think happens with Lane Kiffin?
Honestly, I think he winds up staying at Ole Miss. They're supposed to have a meeting this Friday. I think they're going to come to him with everything possible. I don't see what the appeal of going to LSU or Florida is going to be. I think he can do everything he wants to do at Ole Miss. My only hesitation is he could have come out and stated this much earlier that, hey, I'm staying. They could have announced a huge signing deal, contract, all that stuff. The fact that he hasn't makes me a little hesitant, but I just think that you're in a perfect situation here. If you go to Florida, the pressure is 10 times as much. Go to LSU, you have 47 different cooks in the kitchen. He doesn't seem like – he seems like a smart guy. I don't – why would you go from being a demigod at Ole Miss to being unrealistic expectations at Florida and LSU? So you can do everything you want to do at Florida. They're going to give him the exact same money. They're going to give him the huge NIL package. And if I was him, I would stay there.
I would too. Thank you, Roddy. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com, every Friday getting ready for the upcoming Georgia game. And obviously with Charlotte tomorrow, we look back a lot on Texas and kind of start getting a little bit ready for Georgia Tech next week as well. I thought it was interesting he was talking about, I guess I just, not being a diehard Georgia fan, maybe. I'm not in the, live and die with every single result.
Right.
People were thinking that Kirby was being passed by the era. Who are these people?
I don't know.
Who did they think was the best coach?
I don't know, man. I think a lot of times, whenever you are so dominant and you're not as dominant as you were before, you look at it from a standpoint of that. No, it's the talent, and everybody's gotten better.
Yeah.
I'm not naive to know what was Georgia's strength. Their strength was their depth.
Right.
And they're players, and you were able to roll in guys over and over again. But the thing about it is the strategy is still the strategy.
Yeah.
The coaching is still the coaching.
Well, and also
the results.
That's
results.
My thing is
But that's what, when you get on top of the mountain, when you get to the mountaintop,
yeah,
everybody expects you to do it every single time. And when you don't, what's wrong with Georgia? There's nothing wrong with Georgia. There is nothing wrong with Georgia.
So just taking the seasons since the national championship season. They've lost 4 games.
Yes, and it's very disappointing.
In 3 seasons, and they've all been to either Alabama or Ole Miss is one of their best years ever last year, or in the playoff last year to Notre Dame, who went to the national championship game without your starting quarterback.
Yes.
Like I'm not, you know, I'm not, I'm not defending or making excuses or anything like that. But from my perspective, pretty clearly, one of the best programs in the nation, and I think in this new era to be able to do it year after year is as impressive as what they were doing 5 years ago when they were beating the brakes off everybody.
Yeah, man. I mean,
you're not going to do that. Teams aren't going to go back to Ohio State and go back to back this
year.
They're
very good.
But who knows? Who knows? There's still a lot of football left to be played, and they have to play the best teams that they will play are still in front of them. I don't know. It seems pretty clear that the things that have always mattered in football, even in this era where there's going to be more transferring and there's going to be new rosters every year and all that kind of stuff, it's still football. You still have to go out there and be tougher.
But I think that's what we always talk about when we mention can't wait till Saturday, because all that NIL, all that other crap doesn't matter. The game's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, we still love the college football game.
Yeah.
All the other stuff around it.
And it's still just as hard to win as it always was.
Yes.
And you still have to do the things to win that you always had to do.
Yes.
He seems like the best at coaching it. Now, there's some other good coaches, too. I'm not trying to say that there aren't.
He's pretty damn excellent, Andy.
I don't know. I didn't know people had turned on him after Auburn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Pretty damn excellent.
By the way, they won that game.
Yeah, we did.
So,
yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Back in a little bit, what the Falcons need to do on the on Sunday against the Saints. Obviously, at 1:20, we'll give you our keys to a Falcons victory. We'll talk about all the other big games this weekend in the National Football League as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.